Bro, blow the trumpet. No, bro. Blow it again. But make sure the people hear this message from heaven.
Okay, here it goes. A great crisis is coming.
We're going to start focusing mainly on climate, like global warming, and so our next thing is going to be climate change awareness.
Climate crisis, climate change.
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 Climate crisis.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Warming climate.
Climate crisis.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
It's climate change.
What you just heard was media companies doing their part to push the climate change agenda. As the media speak about climate change, their goal is to put the people in a mental state of fear so the population accept any solution that will come from the governments. Climate change is the next great crisis that will lead to the Mark of the Beast Sunday worship by law. In the book Great Controversy it says, quote, "And then the great deceiver, Satan, will persuade men that those who serve God are causing these evils. The class that have provoked the displeasure of heaven will charge all their troubles upon those whose obedience to God's commandments is a perpetual reproof to transgressors. It will be declared that men are offending God by the violation of the Sunday Sabbath, that this sin has brought calamities, climate change, which will not cease until Sunday observance shall be strictly enforced, and that those who present the claims of the fourth commandment, thus destroying reverence for Sunday, are troublers of the people, preventing their restoration to divine favor and temporal prosperity," end quote.
A time of trouble is coming. When this time of trouble comes to the earth, every case is decided. Mercy will no longer plead for the unrepentant. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one of them that shall be found written in the book."
Christ is now seated in the sanctuary. While he is seated, he is doing the work of intercession. However, when Christ's work of intercession is completed, he will stand up. When Jesus' stand-up probation will close upon humanity, the Mark of the Beast crisis is the final test before probation closes. This test will determine if the individual is sealed for life in Christ or sealed with the mark of eternal destruction in the beast.
Jesus is coming, and it's time to make peace with him by confessing every known sin that God has placed in your conscience. It is time to walk away from sin and grab hold of the righteousness of Jesus by faith. The COVID-19 crisis took many of us by surprise, but it's my duty to share with the world an emergency that is far greater. Climate change is the next great emergency that will lead to more pestilences.
According to ABC News on September 10th, 2022, the headline says, quote, "Climate change may make pandemic like COVID-19 more common," end quote.
World and local media outlets are not telling you what is really going on behind the scenes.
In the book Last Day Events, page 125, it says, quote, "The Sunday movement is now making its way in darkness. The leaders are concealing the true issue, and many who unite in the movement do not themselves see whither the undercurrent is tending. They are working in blindness. They do not see that if a Protestant government sacrifices the principles that have made them a free, independent nation, and through legislation brings into the Constitution principles that will propagate papal falsehood and papal delusion, they are plunging into the Roman horrors of the Dark Ages," end quote.
Friends, there is great wickedness taking place all around us. Diligent study of the Bible is the only source of light that will illuminate the world and the glory of the Lord. The mark of the beast is coming. The beast is the papacy, and his mark, it is Sunday worship enforced by law. Sunday worship will be enforced for the common good. What is the common good? In the book, Catholicism for the Catholic Church, page 2188, it says, quote, in respecting religious liberty and the common good of all, Christians should seek recognition of Sundays and the church's holy days as legal holidays. Again, the mark of the beast, it is Sunday worship by law. This false day of worship will be enforced for the common good to save the planet from climate change.
Okay, hold up. Let me ask you a question to all the listeners. Because a false day of worship is going to be enforced to save the world from climate change, even in America, what must happen to our rights and our freedoms? Listen.
When you think about it, all law, all legislation is about the restriction of freedom. That's exactly what we're doing here, is we are restricting freedom, but we're doing it for the common good. You will see throughout our constitution, yes, you have rights, but they are restricted for the common good. Everything needs to be balanced. And if your views on other people's identities go to make their lives unsafe, insecure, and cause them such deep discomfort that they cannot live in peace, then I believe that it is our job as legislators to restrict those freedoms for the common good.
Friends, please hear me. The common good is not just about Sunday worship. The common good is also about restriction of our rights and our freedoms. The Antichrist, the papacy, he hates the freedom that we have in this country and all around the world. According to the book, Great Controversy, page 564, it says, quote, the Constitution of the United States guarantees liberty of conscience. Nothing is dearer or more fundamental. Pope Pius IX, in his encyclical letter on August 15, 1854, says, the absurd and erroneous doctrine or ravelings in defense of liberty of conscience are a most pestilential error, a pest of all others, most to be dreaded in a state. We are the United States of America. This nation is supposed to be united in Christ. But today, this nation is uniting with the papacy for the common good. According to Revelation, chapter 13, verse number 11, America was founded on civil and religious freedom. This is the secret to the power of this great nation. The Bible calls them two horns, civil freedom and religious freedom. But America will soon speak as a dragon by legislating laws and policies of Rome. Friends, a time of trouble, it is coming. The prophecy in Revelation 13, verse 12, was partially fulfilled in 2015 when a man of sin went to Congress to promote the common good. Listen to this.
Mr. Speaker, the Pope of the Holy See.
Words never before uttered in history to introduce a figure who came to prod this partisan institution to work together for a better future.
In a renewed spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good.
Citing beloved American figures like Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King, Pope Francis reminded lawmakers of the country's past and its promise.
As the son of immigrants, knowing that
the COVID-19 health crisis was not due to a pandemic, it was an agenda pushed by worldlings, churchmen, kings, rulers, for the Pope's common good. Oh, friends, please listen and weep.
In a brotherly spirit, I join in this message of hope for a brighter future. Thanks to God and to the work of many, we now have vaccines to protect us from COVID-19. They grant us the hope of ending the pandemic, but only if they are available to all and if we work together. Being vaccinated with vaccines authorized by the competent authorities is an act of love, and contributing to ensure the majority of people are vaccinated is an act of love. Vaccination is a simple but profound way of promoting the common good and caring for each other, especially the most vulnerable. I pray to God that everyone...
Climate change is the next crisis to restrict our freedoms for the common good.
The common good in relation to climate change is critical in terms of linking the resources of the earth with the resources, social resources of all people. So what Pope Francis has done is he's broadened out an interpretation of the common good, which is the good for all and the good for each person. But now he's seen it in the context of climate issues, because climate issues are underlying the good of all people, in that those people who are suffering the worst effects of climate change are also those in deepest poverty. So the economic and the environmental issues are very much intertwined. And I think this is where an interpretation of the common good in the way he's been doing it is particularly appropriate.
The Lord Jesus, the King of Heaven, told us in Matthew 24, verse 4 through 7, in the last days, let no man deceive you, but many were deceived by the vaccine. And very soon, many will be deceived by believing that Sunday is God's day of rest. Jesus is now telling you to get ready for the climate change crisis. In these final days, we must expect to see more famines, more pestilences, more earthquakes, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and all of these calamities will intensify that will lead to Sunday worship. Jesus is coming soon. Christians should be preparing for what will soon break upon this world as an overwhelming surprise. And this preparation, they should make diligent study of the Word of God and striving to conform their lives to His precepts. How can we strive to conform our lives to the precepts of God? To be continued.